This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Dan Latham with the Oregon Department of Transportation on with us. A public meeting tonight about the Oregon 42 Looking Glass Creek to Interstate 5 project. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us more about this project and what ODOT is looking at doing in the future.
Well, fundamentally, this is a paving project. So we're paving from near Winston High School, Looking Glass Creek, out to I-5, about 4.5 miles. We'll be fixing, repairing 5 different bridges in that project area, and also replacing some sidewalks and curb ramps for wheelchair access.
Now, what's the timeline for doing this?
Sure. Well, the project is set to bid in late 2024, so we're about two years out from construction, and the actual construction timeline itself could change, but we're looking at a year to 2 years.
So what kind of information are you looking to share with the public tonight?
Well, one of the more interesting features that we're doing on this project is we are adding a traffic signal at Rolling Hills Road, which is something that's we've had a lot of people asking us for more than 10 years. And we're also adding safety features in the Green District, Highway 42 through the Green District. So what this will look like is we're adding concrete barrier along the center median for several areas, and also some of the lower level channelizing islands, like concrete islands and other things, to prevent those kind of crossover crashes or left turn crashes that we've seen so many of in the past. Now, there is a section between Grant Smith Road and I-5, about a quarter mile, where we're placing barriers straight through there. We've seen 4 or 5 very serious crashes over there in recent years, and that will help prevent those sorts of crashes. We're putting more barrier and more of those islands between Rolling Hills Road and Carnes Road or Kelly's Corner.
So for this additional traffic signal, how far away would that be then from the Kelly's Corner intersection?
I don't have the exact distance here, but it looks like about a half mile.
Okay, so obviously that changes the flow of things, but yeah, you're right. That area has had a lot of accidents, a lot of very serious ones.
Yeah, if you're driving through there, you see a lot of those roadside crosses, memorials where, you know, people have there have been serious crashes, people have died.
So the timeline is out there ways. Is that just kind of where the project is at? Is there any potential for moving it closer?
Yeah, well, no, we're in the design phase right now. We need about another 2 years to get everything ready. We're at the stage where, let me back up a little bit. About 10 years ago, we had a study where we came up with the expressway management plan. We went to the public with open houses to get ideas for things we can do to improve safety and the flow of traffic through this area. So over the past, you know, several years, we've been working on those cost-benefit analysis and looking at funding to see what we could actually do. So now we're at the stage where we think we have some good ideas. We want to take them to the public and see what kind of feedback we get. You know, we have some really dedicated and trained staff. We have more than 100 years of experience between us, but we don't see everything. So we really, it's helpful to get a perspective from the public, the community, people who drive the area. They may see problems with some of the things we're suggesting, and we can make a better project with that public input. And that's what we're looking for tonight.
So the meeting is 5 to 7, and where's it at?
At Winston Middle School, 5 to 7 p.m. So that's 330 Southeast Thompson Avenue in Winston.
So is this a situation where it's kind of an open house format and you're talking, people that come are then talking more informally, or are you going to have a formal presentation?
No, what we're going to have is just a drop-by format. Well, we'll have displays, a slideshow, and things that people can look at. We have staff there. You can ask questions. But we want to make this as easy on people as possible because everybody's busy. We've got jobs and lives. All of the materials for the open house are on the website, which is winston42.com. Right now, people can go to that website, look at the open house materials, and then decide if you want to come to the event tonight. If you do, we'll have some staff there who can answer your questions.
All right. Anything else people ought to know about the event or the project?
We've been working on this a long time, and we see a lot of benefits here. There are going to be some inconveniences with that barrier that goes in between Rolling Hills Road and Carnes Road. people, it's going to restrict the left turn movement. So people who come out of the neighborhoods on the north side of the highway, normally they could turn left. They're not going to be able to do that anymore with that barrier in place. So they're going to have to go down, turn right, go to Rolling Hills Road, make a U-turn, come back. So this project will involve U-turns and different ways of driving that may not be convenient for some people, but we believe this project will save lives.
All right, Dan Latham, the Oregon Department of Transportation. Again, that event tonight, open house, 5 to 7 at Winston Middle School. Dan, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.